Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Room on Rue Amélie by Kristen Harmel, read by Madeline Mabee with Jock Roy.
Chapter 1. March 2002. She sleeps beside me, her narrow chest rising and falling, and already I miss her. The sand in the hourglass is running out, flowing relentlessly toward the end. There's never enough time. Not when a person has become a part of you. We were lucky to survive the war, my wife and I, and not a day passes that I don't think of those we lost. I know it's greedy to want just one more week, one more month, one more year with her when we were already given so much time. The last half century has been a gift we never expected, perhaps a gift we never deserved. Still, I can't let go. I can't imagine my world without her. For my life didn't really begin until the day we met. But I'm as powerless to protect her in this moment as I was all those years ago in Paris, though both then and now I tried to fool myself into believing I had some control. I rise quietly, careful not to disturb her. When she awakens, the pain will return, so while I yearn for her company, I'm grateful that for now she's at peace. I shuffle into the kitchen, boil water in our electric kettle, steep some Earl Grey tea, and make my way to the front porch. It's March, so the air is crisp as it gets here in Antelope Valley, some 60 miles north of Los Angeles. I stare into the misty morning, and my breath catches in my throat when I see it, the first bloom of the season. In the coming weeks, the fields will turn brilliant shades of yellow, orange, and red. My wife will almost certainly be gone by then, but at least she'll have this, one last dawn to the poppy season.